Coming up, a pair of speaker pairs and a new Android tablet from Acer. It's time to watch before you buy.
Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for Before You Buy is brought to you by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Before You Buy is brought to you by Stamps.com. Use Stamps.com to buy and print real U.S. postage the instant you need it right from your desk. For our special offer, visit Stamps.com now. Click the radio microphone and enter Before You Buy.
Hey, welcome to Before You Buy, our product review show on the TWiT Network, where we take our great TWiT staff and mix them together with a bunch of interesting products and find out what they think. We've got two great reviewers here from our editorial department. Tony Wang is going to join us in just a little bit. Another Nyko gadget for your PS Vita. You love that thing. Are you just going to review everything that comes with the PS Vita?
Yes, PS Vita.
All PS Vita all the time.
You're the guy.
But first, our birthday boy, Jason Howell. Happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much again.
We give you all the Android stuff, partly because you're an Android fan, but also because you're the host of All About Android.
Yeah.
So this time it's a tablet from Acer, the Iconia.
Yeah, it's the Iconia Tab. They have a bunch of, you know, tablets and devices and their Iconia series, but this is the A700. And it's an ice cream sandwich tablet, 10.1-inch size. And I'll just let the video, I guess, kind of speak for itself.
Let's take a look.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jason Howell, and I'm here with the Acer Iconia Tab A700. You get 32 gigs of storage for $449.99. We'll go ahead and round it up to $450. It's a 1.3 gigahertz quad-core Tegra 3 processor with 1 gig of RAM, 32 gigs of internal storage, 1920 by 1200 LED backlit display, has a micro SD card slot that accepts up to 64 gigs of storage, micro HDMI with Dolby Mobile 3 technology, left and right stereo speakers, a 1-megapixel front-facing camera, a 5-megapixel rear-facing camera, there's a rotation lock switch on the top, and finally, this is a Wi-Fi-only device, shipping with ice cream sandwich. All right, so first of all, the design. It's not the lightest or thinnest tablet you've ever seen, but it's sufficient. It's rounded on the long sides, as you can see here, and flat on the short sides, which is kind of at odds at how you are likely to hold the tablet, which is in landscape mode. So you get the less comfortable side jutting into the palm of your hands most of the time. It has a rubberized textured back, which kind of reminds me a little bit of the Nexus 7, but for some reason the Nexus 7 feels more premium. This has a flatter feel to it and just kind of feels a little bit less expensive. Otherwise, nothing too astounding about the design. It really has a pretty mediocre and kind of already dated look and feel to it, design-wise. All right, now let's take a look at the display, which is really a key differentiator for this tablet. It's very similar spec-wise to the ASUS TransformerPad Infinity, minus the IPS Plus display, which means it's maybe a little bit less bright in outdoor situations. But aside from that, viewing angles are excellent, and just the pixel density on this tablet is very impressive. Now, the front-facing camera is a 1-megapixel camera. It's exactly what you'd kind of expect out of a 1-megapixel camera. Still has a little bit of a blurriness to it, but it'll probably be fine for your video calls. Now, the 5-megapixel rear-facing camera is fine in a pinch. Highlight situations, as per usual in this class of tablet, take pretty decent pictures. Low light to mid light, you're going to see a lot of grain in those pictures, and it was just okay. I actually thought the HD video that it records looks pretty decent. Again, in outside situations, indoors things looked a little bit grainier, but overall I was more impressed with the video than I was the pictures on the tablet. All right, now let's take a look at the performance of the tablet. You know, just jumping around through the OS, I would notice different things like skipping and lagging when I'm pulling up the multitasking bar. Didn't happen every time, but it definitely did as I was using more apps throughout the experience. And that's something that, you know, on similar spec'd tablets, I wouldn't see as much of. Browsing the web was okay with the built-in browser. Once I installed Chrome onto the tablet, I kind of found a noticeable difference there. Gaming performance, played Dead Trigger, played Real Racing 2, and throughout both of those games, things, I definitely noticed times where things would kind of slow down and frames would start skipping, and it was kind of a noticeable degradation of the experience. I'd have to say, all things considered, I expected better performance out of it, so I was a little disappointed in that. Now onto the battery. This is sporting a 9800 milliamp hour battery, and it's bulky enough to power that extra resolution in the display. I was able to get through 12, 14 hour days of moderate use with the tablet before plugging it in. And definitely, if I left it unplugged overnight, I didn't really have to worry about losing a lot by it being unplugged all night. Now, one thing that I totally noticed on this repeatedly, and it got very frustrating over time, you could see it a little bit when I was touching the lock screen there, is that the touch screen responsiveness on this tablet is really low. It was actually very annoying. There were many times where I was typing on the on-screen keyboard and it was missing keys, even though I was pressing very solidly with my fingers, swiping where it wouldn't catch the swipe, just operating different apps where the touch, you could definitely tell that the experience was being degraded by the fact that the touchscreen wasn't capturing every touch that you were doing. And that gets really annoying over even a short period of time. So having said all that, let's take a look at the pros of the device. The display is sharp and impressive looking, and the battery performs adequately considering what you've got going on underneath hardware-wise. Now the cons. It's laggy, especially considering it's quad-core Tegra 3 innards. The touchscreen responsiveness is very poor. The camera produces less than stellar photos, and its design just feels dated. Overall, the Acer Iconia Tab A700 goes up against some pretty stiff competition in the Asus Transformer Pad Infinity. And for $50 more for the Asus tablet, I would probably recommend that you just spend that and get that tablet. So I would recommend that you not buy the Acer Iconia Tab A700. You can catch my reviews on All About Android at twit.tv/AAA. And thank you so much for checking out my review of the Acer Iconia Tab A700.
You could catch Jason Howell's full review also on YouTube, youtube.com/twit, our YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. You know, you make a really good point. This is such a competitive space right now. There's so many Android tablets out that if there's even a little bit wrong with this, you might as well look at something else.
Yeah, and in particular, you know, just kind of realizing that it's $50 more for the Asus Transformer Pad Infinity, which is infinitely,
it's a lot,
no pun intended.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit better than this one. This one just all around has, you know, rough edges. I mean, even down to the design, it's just got these flat edges that just kind of feel kind of Frankenstein-y. The touch responsiveness was a big bummer, and that really got annoying over time. There's a lot of bloatware on here.
There's another problem, which is the price. That was a normal price point until Amazon came out with its new Kindle Fire HD. Apple's going to have low-priced, I think, iPads. And, of course, there's the Kindles, Google Nexus 7, $200. You're starting to see really a lot less expensive tablets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll be interesting to see who really pulls ahead.
When are we going to see a high-end tablet at $250 or $300? That's what's going to be.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
Yeah. So not a strong competitor in the high-end marketplace.
I wasn't super impressed. I think, you know, if you're in the tablet market and you're willing to spend close to $500 for a tablet, you expect it to be drop-dead awesome.
I agree.
And this absolutely wasn't.
And the Infinity is.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jason Howell. Catch Jason's work, of course, every weekday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TNT, our daily dose of tech news, and then once a week on All About Android. Mondays, you keep moving it around.
Tuesdays, 5 p.m. Pacific.
All right.
Thank you, Leo.
Thank you, Jason Howell. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
We're going to review next week. I will have a Kindle Fire HD, the 7-inch version. We'll review that next week. And even though it is based on Android, I don't think we'll be calling that an Android tablet.
Yeah, it's a little different. Sure.
But at a very different price. So we'll take a look next week. We'll also be dropping my phone off a building. Whoa. We just got these, so we didn't have time to review them for today's show, but the new ballistic cases, this is for a Samsung Galaxy S3, and Lisa's got hers on her iPhone 4S. Oh, it started ringing. and we thought, well, what's the best way to taste a case like this? Drop it off the roof. So we'll be dropping our phones off the roof.
It's a little intimidating.
Next week. Yeah, it is. Lisa, at least there's a new iPhone. This, I'm stuck if I break it. Now, let's say hi to Tony Wang. Tony is the editor-in-chief, the chief editor here at the Twit Brickhouse, our longest. You've been with us longer than any other editor.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep. Love having you here. He's a camera hound, but he loves even more than his cameras. He loves his PS Vita. This is a new accessory for the Vita.
Yeah, it's a Nyko speaker stand for the PS Vita.
And Tony's got a little review for us. Let's take a look.
I'm Tony for Twit.tv, and today I'm reviewing the Nyko speaker stand for the PlayStation Vita. The Nyko speaker stand is a very simple product where you can dock your Vita while you're charging it, and it's got speakers built in on each side. So I'll show you guys how it works. You dock it in, and there's actually a power button in the front, and you press the button, and it would turn the unit on. And you can see it has a pretty nifty blue glow that matches your PlayStation button on your Vita. First impression of the unit, it's very well designed. Its shape and form factor is functional, but build quality is a little questionable. It doesn't feel as solid as, let's say, their power grip for the Vita. There is a long in on the back of the unit, so you could plug in using 3.5mm audio jack. Any other devices that you have that plays audio. Pros and cons. The audio quality is not too bad for the price you're paying. It's definitely better than your built-in Vita speakers. And as far as I can tell, it is the only speaker stand in the market right now for the PlayStation Vita. Con, the build quality is not as good as I like it to be. It does feel a little fragile and hollow at times. And the audio quality is not as good as other Bluetooth speakers. But those units cost more. Buy, try, or don't buy, I'm going to give it a try. It is the only speaker dock out there for your Vita, and it gets the job done. I was able to watch movies, listen to music on this. Build quality is just not what I expected. You know, it's not as good as their Nyko's other products. So it's a try. And if you're looking for a charging stand, you might want to also look at Sony's own PS Vita charging stand. I'm Tony for Twit.tv, and this is the Nyko speaker stand for the PS Vita.
$30 ain't bad, though.
Yeah, it's not bad.
For that price, you know. Yeah, look at that. Beautiful shot. Thank you. Jason Howell, our hand model today. You know. Forget the Nyko. Look at this watch. That is a beautiful watch. I want your watch. What is that? Is that a G-Shock?
It's a Diesel.
Diesel. Man. You know, really, they got diesel-powered watches now? Because I have one that's gas-powered.
Yeah, exactly. Just
diesel. That's good. I think you get better mileage on that.
Exactly.
Thank you, Tony Wang, editor-in-chief at the Twit Brick House. I'm going to show you some speakers, too. I got something for you in a minute. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about our friends at Stamps.com. You know, you don't have to go to the U.S. Post Office anymore. You can really, literally buy and print your own legal U.S. postage, your computer and your printer, if you've got Stamps.com. I've told you about Stamps.com many times before. You just install it on your computer, or you can even run it from the website. On the Mac, that's what you do. And all of a sudden, you've got postage. In fact, they even give you a USB scale. You plug into the computer, plop the letter on there. You always pay exactly the right postage. You get discounts you can't get at the post office, because the post office loves Stamps.com so much. Up to 21% on express mail, up to 15% on priority mail. They fill out the forms for you. If you're an eBay or Amazon seller, you'll love that. You don't have to, you know, type in addresses and so forth. It just does the whole thing. It makes a sticker and everything. They also give you international postage, and you don't have to fill out the forms there. It'll do it for you. I mean, I can just go on and on. This is easy to use, and it really saves you a lot of time. Bring the post office to your desk with our special Stamps.com special offer. Visit Stamps.com. The promo code on this, yeah, click that microphone. The promo code is before you buy, and that'll give you a $110 bonus offer. $55 in postage coupons. You get the scale, the USB scale. You just pay shipping and handling for that. It's about $5. You get a $5 supply kit to make that up, and a month free of Stamps.com. No obligation. Scale's yours to keep. Just give it a try. Stamps.com. Click the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner of the page and use the offer code before you buy. One word, Stamps.com. We love it here. We got two accounts. All right, Logitech recently acquired the Ultimate Ears brand. I'm wearing Ultimate Ears. You know this? These are Ultimate Ears. These are the in-ear molded headphones that a lot of professional musicians wear.
you know, I saw Bono wear them, and I thought, oh, I have to have those. You've got to go to an oleologist, and they get the molds and everything. I mean, these are thousands of bucks. Ultimate Ears, in other words, is a very well-known brand name in high-end audio, especially in headphones. Logitech acquired them. They're still going to make the headphones, I guess, but they've also used the UE brand for some new products, products that are new to both Logitech and UE. This is one of the first. It's the Logitech Boombox, the wireless Bluetooth speaker system. Now, I have to say, if you pick it up and just feel it, I'm going to unplug it. We've been charging it. It just feels great. Battery power, battery life is great. 5 or 6 hours, enough for a couple of CDs or more. It's loud, but mostly it just looks great. I mean, just imagine yourself walking down the street with your UE Ultimate Ears Logitech Boombox. You'd just be the coolest guy in town, or hanging it here like this. Boom, boom, boom. Now, let me show you. It will pair up to 3 different phones or other Bluetooth devices. You know, this reminds me a lot of Jawbone's Jambox. It's bigger and has a few extra features, but also has that thing where it makes noise when you first turn it on. You press the Bluetooth button to pair it with up to 3 different devices. So your friends can also be paired to it, and you can trade back and forth. It says looking. So let me pop my phone off the belt here. And I'm going to pair it up to my phone, and I'll play some music through here. $250 for this. Well-made, nice metal case. And I have to say, I really like the fit and finish of this device. It feels really good. It was fairly easy to pair it up. Let me just connect it up to that using the, this is an Android phone, works with iPhones or any Bluetooth device. It does use A2DP, so your device is going to have to support stereo A2DP to be able to play back through it. Still pairing here. This is one of the issues, and this is not an issue with the Logitech device. It's an issue with all Bluetooth devices. There's always a little bit of a wonkiness when you're first pairing things up. Let me try one more time to see if I can get this thing paired up. It was playing a second ago. How about yours, Chad, our camera guy? Chad Johnson was using it. Can you play? Can't either. All right, well, there's problem number one. And there it is. Now it's connected. All right, I'm going to play some... wait a minute. I just disconnected. Try that again. There. You hear that? I think that's me being connected to it. Once you're connected, now I can play music, and I'll play it back for you just so you get an idea of what it sounds like. Here's something you probably... Now, we're playing this into a microphone, so you hear the sound. It's a good, loud sound. I can control the volume both on my phone and on this big rocker switch on the side of it. It goes, they say, 50 feet, but our experience with Bluetooth is it's about 30 feet. Now, you're not going to probably notice this on our live feed, but I have to say... Sound quality is good, but not great. The bass seems to be missing, which is too bad. I mean, given the size of these speakers, I guess they could have somewhat better bass. It sounds great for jazz. I played a lot of jazz through it, and it felt really good. And you know where I would use this? I would use this for audiobooks. And for voice, this is actually superb. Are you playing music on this? Would you stop? I'm trying to use this here, Chad. That's one of the cool features, is that you and up to 2 other friends can all play music on this one after the other, not at the same time. Here's some voice stuff.
Up more than.
Oops. Let's do it again.
Phone used up more than 32,000.
And you know, it's great for voice. I think really where it excels is in the mid-range where voices are. Its bass doesn't go all the way down. I'd expect something more with the Ultimate Ears brand. A little disappointed that it doesn't have a little bit better bass. But again, given the size of it and the cost of it, not surprised it's not super good bass. I think the audio quality in general, though, is really nice on this. So the Logitech Boombox, one of their first products with the Ultimate Ears branding, $250. On the pro side, the design is gorgeous. It really is beautiful. I like it that you could pair it up with 3 different devices. Battery life is good. It does play a little bit louder when it's plugged in. That's, I guess, makes a lot of sense. If you want to go to a party and play it loud, you just plug it in. And it really is portable. Go ahead. Let's play some Black Eyed Peas. Let's see. This is a boom, boom, boom. It has some good bass on this thing. I'm feeling it. But if you really like, you know, hip-hop and stuff with a lot of bass in it, you might be a little bit disappointed. Pros design, portability, look and feel, ease of use. Pairing up on the Bluetooth was great, and the fact that you can use three of them really works well. On the negative side, it's very expensive, and the bass is a little bit anemic. I would say, though, this is a buy. Absolutely. In the same range as the similarly priced big jam box from Jawbone. A little bit prettier looking. So I liked it. I'm happy with it. Logitech Boombox UE. It gets a buy recommendation from me. Hey, that's our Before You Buy episode. If there's something you'd like to see, and we're going to, by the way, we're entering in a very busy gadget period. As I mentioned, the Kindle HD7 next week. We're going to review these ballistic cases for both the iPhone, and I'm really pleased to say one of the first cases for the Galaxy S3. That should be a lot of fun. And lots of new computers coming out, Windows 8 machines, tablets coming out. So this is going to be a very busy season. But if there's something you would like us particularly to review, just email byb@twit.tv. You'll get our esteemed producer, Nicole Lee. And she's been really good at tracking down the stuff you want to see. So let us know. And if there's a reviewer you'd particularly like to see more of, let us know that too. You can always watch our individual reviews on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/twit. Thanks to Chad Johnson, running our handheld camera there and playing boom, 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 little black eyed peas. To Brian Burnett, our technical director, thanks to you for joining us. And we'll see you next week. Remember, you got to watch before you buy. See ya.